Hey Naveen, it's Patrick again.
Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm actually standing by Ruben. Is now a good time I could transfer you over to him?
Okay.
Alright, here he is.
Hello, is this Naveen?
Yeah.
Hey Naveen, are you driving? It's kind of fuzzy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm driving, but I can hear you.
Perfect. I'm not sure, did you get mine or Patrick's messages?
I don't know.
Oh, not a problem. I don't want you to think we were dropping the ball on you. So okay. Let me kind of go over what we can do for you. I'm going to bring up your account, okay? Bear with me. Okay. Are you still with me there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's just like a lot of background noise. So here's what's going on. I had the credit officer pull your credit, and I just kind of want to go through the options. So I understand you have some loans at Ascentium. The issue is your credit's clean, but and it might be Experian. Sometimes these credit reports are different, but we don't see any what's called comp debt on your credit, which means any type of current monthly payments. Do you have any credit? Because all we see is like credit cards or credit lines. We don't see like any fixed monthly payments. Do you have anything like that underneath your credit or no?
We did have it and it's finished. I paid my house off for 15 years.
Okay.
I had a payment for 15 years, which I just paid off.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me see if I can access it. So, and I'm sorry you're kind of getting to me late in the process. I can only apologize for that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not a problem. Give me a second. And your legal name is Narendra, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. Perfect. Very good. Some reason it's not loading up, bear with me. Got it. Okay. I see. So I see where it is. All right, so was that with Bank of America? Oh no, was that with Specialized Loan Servicing?
Yeah, originally it was with Countrywide, then Bank of America took over, and then it went to SNL.
Okay, so I think what's going on here, and I can kind of understand the frustration, you have a long history of paying off bills, and you've got a loan from Ascentium, so I'm guessing if I'm putting myself in your shoes, which is I can do, you're saying, why is it so difficult to get financing, correct?
Yeah, I'm not looking for too much, you know, just a little bit.
Okay, so here's the challenge with the credit officers in our system. So you have a loan with Ascentium, which is great. I'm glad you know you've got some history with them. But the challenge that our underwriters are seeing is the credit department's going to look at two things to justify a longer-term loan. They're going to look at a fixed monthly payment on the personal credit, or they're going to look for a lot of history of business financing. Most businesses we work with, even though these loans don't go under personal credit, they're looking at current comparative debt that says, hey, here's what someone is paying with, here's what they're currently doing as a justification. The problem is you've done everything right. You've paid off your house, you paid it off as agreed. I've seen here that you've never missed a payment, correct?
Correct.
The challenge is that when they're looking at this, they're saying, hey, I can't show any current credit for the owner or an additional signer that shows a current debt obligation. And so that's what's making it difficult for us to put together an equipment financing approval. And we define anything for equipment financing as anything long-term, which is generally 2 years or above. So here's what I can do for you if you're interested. I don't think Patrick's going to be able to figure out a way here to get the equipment financing approved based on the debt. We can keep on trying. I mean, if you want, as long as you give us time, we can try. But what we can do is we can give you a discount on that working capital loan if you're interested, if that's something you want to explore, because that is a product you can qualify for since that is a cash flow driven program. Do you want me to go over those numbers with you or no?
Not right now, because I'm driving and I need everything, you know, spelled out properly. So
absolutely. What's a good time to call you, or do you want to give me a call when you're in your office? I don't think
the
time is the best time.
I'll be back most probably Thursday or Friday.
Oh, you're out of town?
Yeah. I'm driving to Phoenix right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Give me a call whenever's, or Patrick, I think probably he'll just pass you to me. Whenever's a good time, I can go over these numbers. You are approved for $250,000, which is great, and I just want to see if this is a solution that would work for your business.
But what happens if, what's the interest rate?
So, on the working capital loan, it's a payback. So, there's like no dancing around the issue. It's a cash loan with a set borrowing and payback. So, I can give you those numbers. Give me a second. But I guess the question is that something that would work for you? Because it is a short term. That's the whole initial challenge. The program that we can qualify you for, or that Cardiff can qualify you for right now, is a shorter term loan. Is that something that's going to work for you?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, just depending on, you know, what the interest rate and everything is, obviously.
Okay. So, yeah, so let's give that to you. And have you ever done one of these loans before or no? You have?
Yeah.
I don't see it on the business credit. Who have you done these loans with for previously?
No, it's a cash loan we did a while. It's been a long time ago.
We should still see it on the business credit. Can I ask the underwriter that did that for you? The lender that did that for you? Because we should see it.
I don't know how my friend did it, but my friend did it for me.
Was it called a merchant cash advance?
No, it was nothing to do with merchant.
Okay, was it like
it was a cash. I mean, a hard loan cash.
Just cash.
Privately. Yeah, privately. Yeah.
Oh, so it was a private individual.
Yeah, it was a private thing.
Okay, it wasn't a bank. Okay. So, just to kind of walk you through, and you can give me a call at any time. I know you're in your car. So,
yeah.
It's a cash flow loan. We put a UCC on the business, but it's cash. We're not putting a lien on real estate or anything of that nature. We basically put the cash in, not basically, we put the cash in your account. You're able to do what you want with it. Because it's cash, it's considered a high-risk loan because it's not collateralized against real property. With yeah. $250,000, here are the numbers that I have for you. So bring me one second. Dun, dun, dun. Why isn't this print coming up? So there's two options. There is a daily, and we're going to work backwards, okay? So the longer term is 18 months. You can do something as short as 8 months. The payback is going to go up as your time increases, but the payment will go down. You know, the longer you borrow money, obviously, the more that you're going to pay. Now, in terms of the app, and by the way, I've had some phone issues. So if for some reason we get disconnected, just give me a call back. I'll give you a call back. The loan will be relative to cash flow. So if, for example, if you did a six-month loan, your loan would be $155. That'd be your approval amount. If you did a seven-month loan, it'd go to $175. 9 months, go to $220. You know, and then you could get $250 up to 12 or 15 or 18 months. So I guess the first question is, how much would you be looking to borrow here? I know you had some types of equipment that you might want to not get, some accessories, but what amount do you want me to quote you on?
Let's try 250 for safety.
Okay. And are you trying to do this quickly, or are you trying to do this over the longest term possible?
Longest term if possible. If not, then, you know, yeah, obviously, at least. I don't know what your payback periods are.
Okay. So, yeah, I can explain it. In terms of these loans, there's, like I said, there's no jumping around. They're high-risk loans, so you're going to pay quite a bit back. We offer a renewal once you're halfway in. So let me explain that. If you do 250, we give you the 250 loan. Once you're halfway through the loan, so if you're doing a 12-month loan, once you're 6 months in, if you're doing a 15-month loan, once you're 7.5 months in, and if you're doing an 18-month loan, once you're 9 months in, you're able to refinance a loan. It's called a renewal. So to walk you through it, let's say you're borrowing $250 and over 18 months you're paying back X. You obviously have principal and interest separation. You're familiar with that, correct?
Yeah.
So the way that our loan works, which is very different than the industry standard, is once you're halfway through, if you want to borrow more money and you qualify for a renewal, we actually waive all the remaining interest. So you're not going to carry any interest forward, which is kind of an anomaly. Most companies are going to actually charge you for all or the majority of that prepaid interest, no matter when you refinance or renew the loan. There's two options on these loans. So you can basically, as long as your cash flow supports it, you can endlessly refinance it. You've got a daily payment option, which is one time 21 days per month. You've also got a weekly payment option, which is, you know, if you're doing a year, 52 weeks a year. Do you want me to quote you on, do you have a preference for daily or weekly? Do you have a preference on that?
Can you do it both so I know, you know?
Yeah, it's the same cost, just so you know. It's the same cost regardless. We just offer that flexibility. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through the paybacks on relative terms, and we're talking about $250. Additionally, you'd get a $20,000 line of credit if you want it as well, if you need some more money. So technically, you could access up to $270. So let's go through it step by step. In terms of fees, you're going to have a 2.5% origination fee come out of the loan. You're not writing a check for anything, but you'd have $250 at a 2.5% fee. So the fee would be $6,250. So if you do a $250,000 loan, you're going to net $243,750, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give you the payback for the relative terms. On a cash flow loan over 12 months, the payback on that loan would be, if you take this to term and you do not refinance, the payback over 12 months is $320. So you're going to pay back $70,000 of interest for a 12-month loan for $250 if you take it to term. If you do it over 15 months, the payback is $330. So 3 more months, 10 more thousand. And if you do it over 18 months, the payback is, give me a second, $340. So basically the entire difference is, if you do a 12-month term versus an 18-month term, it's 50% longer, but it's not 50% more interest. The cost goes up by
$20,000. So, like I keep saying, what is the interest?
It's a payback. So there's the cost right there. So if you borrow $250 over 12 months, you're paying back $80,000 of interest. $80,000 of interest. If you do it over 15 months, you're paying $90,000 of interest. And if you do it over a year and a half, 18 months, you're paying back $100,000 of interest.
Okay. So what I'll have to do is either I'll come into your office, we can go through this step by step again, or when I get into town, let me take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, what I can do is this. I can have Patrick send you an email. I mean, there's, okay, like I said, we're not going to jump around anything. This is a solution that we can qualify you for. And kind of okay, the way that I view it is this. No one should push on you. We've been in business for 12 and a half years, and the whole push thing, it's not a good idea. No one's going to push anyone into an unsecured loan. If the terms work, if this money can help you get this equipment, the whole value to me is, and when I was on the sales side, I understand your goal is to have a very, very low monthly payment, correct?
Correct.
This loan is kind of one of those things where it is what it is. You said you're saving about $8,000 to $9,000 a month by having this equipment, correct?
Correct.
And is that number derived from having the $170,000 of equipment or the $220,000? Because that's a big difference.
I think it's, that would have been on the 175.
Okay. So what I'm going to have Patrick do is I'm going to have him send you an email. But essentially, just to give you an idea of cost comparison, if you did this loan over 18 months and you just did it for 175, that's all you did it. Your monthly cost on that loan for borrowing 175 would be, give me a second, Your monthly cost on that would be $13,222. So this is a loan that potentially will cost you more per month than you're saving, but have the benefit of, can you hear me all right? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I think I lost you there. What I was saying is, this loan, so if you looked at a 175 number, and I'll have Patrick send you everything in writing, of course, but if you looked at a 175 number, this loan would cost you about $13,200. So it would be about $4,000 more than your savings. Now, I'm sure you can, you know, when you take in the tax write-off, you can write off, you know, obviously it's interest. When you take the tax write-off in and actually depreciating the equipment. By the way, I do have a question for you. Are you guys going to show a profit or loss this year on your tax returns?
It's probably profit.
How long does this equipment take to get in your facility?
How long does it take it to get to the facility?
Yeah, when you pay this vendor, how long do they take to actually get you the equipment?
I can have it next day.
Okay, so this doesn't need to be manufactured specifically for you.
No, they have it waiting for me.
Okay, last question for you, or two more questions. You said you're going to show a profit. Do you know what your anticipated profit will be?
Not this minute, no. I mean, it's getting, actually, you know, by next year, we will be in trouble, you know, meaning as profit-wise, you know. This year, I think we can maybe just fly through it because I've been paying off the FF&E and stuff like that. So next year is going to be a different issue on profit.
Do you know what Section 179 is?
I've heard of it, but I mean, go through it.
Okay, so this is not tax advice. I just have to kind of say that up front. But essentially, Section 179, from my understanding, is this. You can depreciate this equipment normally, but part of the tax code is Section 179. It's when people literally blow up our phones. And it's a part of the tax code that allows customers to actually take the full cost of the equipment. I think it used to be 50% and write it off that year. So, like, to give you an example, I think they changed it to 50% of the value, but I think it's now back. I think that's having to do with what's called bonus depreciation. But from my understanding, if you have, say, let's say you have a $100,000 profit this year, the average corporate tax rate on that is 35%, so 35 grand. So a lot of customers come to us and say, hey, look, you know what? Let's take this whole equipment cost this year, because if I can write off 100 grand of equipment, I can save, you know, that $35,000 tax liability, which for them is a big deal. It's usually defined as when the equipment is not when it's purchased, but also placed into service. That's why I was asking you when you anticipate to get this equipment. But basically what I'll do is this. I'll have Patrick shoot you an email, and I'm going to have him send you an email on two things. I'm going to have him send you an email on 175. I'm going to have him send you an email on 250. You can do any amount. My kind of whole thought process is, this is a solution that if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We just want to provide you with a solution that can help you get this equipment, because it sounds like to me, each month you don't have this equipment, it's costing you $8,000. Regarding the sign, I'll continue to work hard to find an approval for you, but the good thing is the approval that we have for you for cash, we can put that money in your account tomorrow.
Okay, and then that $13,000 you said for 15 months, for 18 months.
Yeah.
That's a payoff, right, afterwards?
No, so basically, what I was saying is, if you borrowed $175, your monthly cost would be exactly equal to $13,222. So I said $13,222. No one cares about, I don't think you care about $22 a month. But that would be your cost. So to give you a kind of comparison, if you borrow $175, you're paying, I think, you know, you said $8,000 or $9,000 a month. My thought process is, when you figure in the off, when you figure out actually owning the asset, maybe at the end of the day, you're losing $2,000 a month by doing this solution. But losing $2,000, so the way that I look at it is, if you lose $2,000 a month, well, what happens in 18 months? It's cost you $36,000 more than you're currently paying. You own it outright. And for a lot of the customers that I work with, they prefer to pay something off very quickly, because then they don't have to drag this on for 5 years. This is something where you get in 18 months. Also, with the capital, we don't monitor how you use the money. So that's another nice thing. When we give you $250, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. So you can go to your vendor. You can beat them up over a cash sale. You can do whatever you want with the money. We don't actually ask to see where you're paying.
Okay. So yeah, tell him to do the 175 and the 250.
Yeah, and I'll have him do both a 12 and an 18 month term, and then I'll ask him also have him include how the refinance option works. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for your time. Is there anything else I can do for you right now?
No. Thanks, Ruben, and I'll get back with you once I get back. Okay.
Thanks, brother. Have a good trip. Okay.
See you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.